Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Kid to the airport this morning. That's a weird thing. The 17-year-old is going to Washington, D.C. I've never been to Washington, D.C. That's like one of the few places. She's going to Washington, D.C., so I took her to the airport early this morning. There's nothing that feels good about being at the airport that early. Like, even when I'm traveling, but it's worse when someone else is traveling because you're just there to drop off or pick up. But I thought it was really interesting when at the airport this morning, watching all the different sports fans sort of come and go and wearing their gear. A lot of Oregon State gear out, a lot of Oregon gear out. Saw some Washington State gear. Seahawks fans are out in full force, feeling good. Everybody's got their flags out right now. It's like even the Trailblazers fans were excited about having Carmelo Anthony back on the roster or on the roster, something to be excited about. And I said earlier in the week, like, this is a really good time to be a sports fan in the region, in the Northwest, because, you know, everything feels relevant, everything feels important. None of the teams absolutely suck. I've had times when I've had to come on the radio show and the Blazers have 21 wins in a season and Oregon State is bad and maybe Oregon was struggling, and, you know, we're coming on and we're talking about everything but the teams, everything but hope, everything but sort of the trajectory of the programs. So it's really nice to be able to come on air and talk about Oregon and Oregon State. And Mike Leach, Washington State coach, is with us. How are you, coach?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Are you walking? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm walking. All right, go good. Yeah, I'm walking to getting ready to walk up the hill. So, yeah, I was in a meeting, and then so I missed your first go-around. I apologize for that, but
it's all right.
But they turned me loose, and I'm walking.
All right, let me ask you this, because I had Jonathan Smith on earlier. He found out that you're in the market for a treehouse in Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah,
right?
I am.
What are you doing with a treehouse?
Well, I'd like to get a treehouse. I got to find a tree. You know, my backyard doesn't have a tree, so, I mean, not one big enough for a treehouse, but if it had one, I'd try to build one, definitely.
Like, what are we talking about? Like, a treehouse just to hang out in, or you, like, want to spend the night in the tree?
No, I mean, one that you could kind of spend the night in a little bit, you know? heck, now that the kids are out of the house, I'd maybe move there. Probably need a storage shed underneath or something, you know, for a bunch of junk and gear. But, no, I got, like, you know, that Treehouse Master guy, I've always wanted one of those things.
I'll watch those shows. Did you see it on TV or something, or how'd you get the idea?
Well, there's that one show, and the guy's out of Seattle somewhere. Goes around, builds tree houses, and, you know, and they're like, I don't know how big they are. I would say they're probably 2 to 1,200 square feet, depending which tree house.
Mike Leach is with us, Washington State coach. Hey, Thanksgiving week, everybody keeps telling me the students at Washington State don't stay there. They get out of school today and they take off. Is that true, or is that a fallacy?
You know, I hope they stay. I guess I don't know. I guess I don't know for sure. You know, I know that sounds kind of like a cop out, but I know it sounds kind of like a cop out, but you know, you go out there and you just kind of play the games no matter what. But hopefully there will be a bunch of students there. And the thing is our students are great in the crowd. We have as good a student section as there is. You know, they're loud, they're rambunctious, they have a big time. They've been enjoying the football experience for hours prior to it if we play at night, which we usually do. And so hopefully they stay.
Mike Leach is our guest, Washington State coach. The season for you, there have been different times where you've been frustrated. Other times, I think you guys have played really well. What are we seeing? Is it youth? Is it focus? What is it?
Well, I think it's a couple things. I think sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce your way. I think that we lost a little leadership from last year's team that elevated us. And the other thing is we had a big year last year, and I think that we had, you know, a couple instances where we kind of took it for granted that this was going to be a big year, but you have to grind and claw for all of those. And then we had a transition on defense. So, you know, it's just been a series of things, and you fight through it, you know. And we've been doing some good things on offense, and we're starting to hit stride on defense, too, I feel like.
Yeah, there's a point, like, I think you might be playing – are you playing your best football this season, you think?
I would say the best game we had was probably last week against Stanford.
Yeah. In different
seasons.
You know,
they're a big, strong physical team, and they're a big, strong physical team, and we're able to move the ball and did a pretty good job on their run game.
There, like last year, felt like you guys just got in a rhythm, and this year that rhythm is like, you know, even the UCLA game, the first half of that game, I watched the game. I still don't know what happened in that game. When you look back at the season, is that a game that sticks with you that you wish you could replay a half on, or you know,
even a play if some fortune teller came up to me and said, you know, one day you'll coach a game and score 63 points and lose. I'd say you're crazy. And then if they said you'll score 63 points, you'll lose and have six turnovers, considering that, you know, turnovers take you to, yeah, that's six drives you don't even have. So
yeah,
then I would have refused to leave until I got my money back.
Right. I look back at that. I watched it and I still go, all right, what? And I look back at that, and I think that sometimes you talk about the ball not bouncing your way. That might have been one of those.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Yeah.
The books that you're reading, I know that we've talked before, you like history. Are you reading? Do you read during the season? Do you have time for that?
You know, it's a little tougher during the season. Usually what I do during the season is record stuff. Some are documentaries, some are stuff like Blacklist or something. and then go there and slam through it at night and fast forward through the commercials, you know.
I watched a couple of new things. Are you an Apple TV guy, Apple Plus? Are you getting into that?
If I knew how to do it, I probably would be. Seems like we've talked about it. We get DirecTV.
Yep.
We do DirecTV, and then we do Netflix, and I think we have Amazon Prime.
All right. So on Apple Plus, the guy who played Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones, Jason Momoa, the big giant guy, he's the central character. This is set.
I saw the
future
commercial there.
Yeah, everybody's blind, right? It's called C. Everybody's blind, except he's got two children that are his stepchildren that are born with sight. And
Oh, wow.
It's got a little Game of Thrones to it. I think you'd like it.
Have you seen it? I mean, how many episodes
yeah,
are we into this?
I'm four episodes in. It's not as, like, the storytelling and the dialogue is not as good as Game of Thrones, but it's kind of a B-plus version of it.
Yeah. I saw that guy on there. And then I saw that guy on there, and then I said, I know this guy. And then I sorted out it was Dog on Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Do you you need a couple of those guys on the defensive line. You know what I mean? If you could get a couple of those guys from Game of Thrones, you know, or where would you cast those guys?
You need as many as you can on the D-line, and then hopefully you get excess and you can stick the big ones over there on O-line, you know?
Everybody's giving you a hard time for saying you're not sentimental about senior day. I don't think that means that you don't care. It means that you got to go out and focus on football.
Well, anybody that has a problem with that is pretty much categorically an idiot, because, first of all, they're talking about a subject they're not even remotely familiar with. If they know any of the seniors, they don't know any more than, say, two. And they certainly don't know them as well as I do. And so as far as the whole sentimental thing, we're going to be together for quite some time. And so in some kind of rapid fire, 10 minutes before the game fashion, we're going to review all the memories and experiences and things we've had together. And it's going to be really meaningful and sentimental. And then, oh, by the way, go play a football game. That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. And if those people don't like it, then when they have their football team, they can go belabor senior day the best they can. But they better figure out a way to get out there in time for kickoff. And they're only going to give you about 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's always been a big distraction. I've always wondered how, you know, players are out there, they're getting flowers to their parents, and then they got to go play a game.
You know, it's honestly not too bad. You give the pregame speech a little early. whoever's going to be out there on the field with them is out there on the field. And then, so the seniors run out there early, get the big round of applause. And then sometimes they come back in. Sometimes we just stay out there for the beginning of the half. So I don't know. These guys that think that it's all that heavy, you'll be excited to know that back-to-back they're going to be able to celebrate Senior Day and Thanksgiving. So they can knock themselves out with not just 1 week of festivities, but two.
Before I cut you loose, what do you see when you watch Oregon State on film right now?
aggressive, tough. One thing they do a pretty good job of is they get the ball to a lot of people on offense, and then defensively they're always pushing the envelope because they blitz a lot, you know.
It's going to be a fun game. I think I like this game because I think we're going to see a lot of points in it, and I know you're going to run what you're going to run, and I think I like both coaching staffs too. Are there coaching staffs in the conference you get along better with? Is there one or two that you go, hey, we hang out more, or you sort of see eye to eye with?
Yeah, I would say, head coach-wise, you'll see each other either recruiting or at meetings and that sort of thing. I really can't think of any I don't get along with. There used to be one or two, but I can't think of any now. And generally, with rare exception, I like almost all my other coaching colleagues. You might roll your eyes occasionally at their approach if I think, if I think it's kind of a screwy way to look at things. Of course, they'd probably do the same thing to me. So, but, once in a while, you run across a real pompous guy or something, or a dishonest guy. But outside of that, I really get along pretty well with all of them.
Coach, thanks for making time for us. I know you're busy. Thanks for squeezing us in, and good luck to you this weekend.
All right. Well, awesome to be on again. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right, Coach Mike Leach, there he is in Pullman, going for a walk, talking about everything almost but football. Coming up, Barrett Perry will be joining us, Portland State men's basketball coach. I don't think that was my best Mike Leach interview ever. He was busy. I could tell he was squeezing us in. I also know that he was texting me prior to coming on, apologizing profusely for not being available. Adriana, how many times did you call his phone?
I honestly lost track, but I did apologize for blowing up his phone like that.
I think we were getting a restraining order. I guess he was in a meeting. His phone was going nuts. And so his assistant texted me and said, he'll join you as soon as he gets out of this meeting. And then, but I kind of disregarded it. I was like, you know what? We're going all out blitz on Mike Leach. Barrett Perry is coming up, Portland State coach. Leave it here. University of Portland visits Portland State tonight. Basketball. Barrett Perry, Portland State head coach, is joining us. How are you, man?
Good, brother. How are you?
Good. I just talked to Mike Leach. He's talking about living in a treehouse. Yeah, you got any wishes or dreams like that?
Hey, that guy's off the charts, man. But, hey, when they do specials on him, I watch because it's entertaining.
Yeah. Now, do you have a guilty pleasure? Like, he said he was watching the Treehouse show, that HGTV show, and that's what got him the idea. Do you have something you watch that's outside of sports?
I used to watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette a lot, but then I just got too busy in the evenings. So now I watch those channels a lot, to tell you the truth. I watch those HG channels. I like to joke with different coaches late at night and take pictures of these places in far off, remote places where people are buying six-bedroom houses on the beach for $199,000, and they'll screenshot it and send it to a coach and say, hey, maybe we can coach that team.
How'd you get into The Bachelor? Your wife was watching, and
so long ago. It was like about five jobs ago we started watching it. But, I think it was when we had, like, one kid. So, we used to watch that a ton. In fact, when I was at the University of Utah, when I would do a radio show in the evenings, and people would call in and want to talk about The Bachelor because word got out. And so I've tried to steer clear of that. I don't think it was helping me with my resume at all.
I had the similar circumstance. My wife would watch it, and so I had to watch it. Do you remember the two blonde twins that were on The Bachelor one time?
Yes.
Two sisters, yeah. Okay, so I'm in the airport. I'm in the airport in Vegas, and I see them, and I say, hey, can I take a photo with you? Because my wife's not going to believe that I saw you, and I did that. But now both of those twins follow me on Instagram. Like, they're superstars. That's a big deal. And I came home to my wife. I said, look who's following me.
That's awesome. No, I watched it for a ton of years. I really did. But I don't know. Maybe it was just because kids started growing up and we got too busy. We couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
After you get past one, there's trouble. You guys get an opportunity tonight at the Viking Pavilion to play UP. This is a big – I love this matchup. This is like the city championship matchup. What do you see when you look at UP on film?
I think they're getting better and better. I think they're a better team than they were last year. I think they've done a good job getting pieces that fit them. Terry's got a good offensive group. They went out and got a good grad transfer, the white kid. Signed a couple other guys. Diabate is a year older, so he's good around the rim. I think they have really good chemistry. They're playing well together. They've played good basketball to this point. They're 3-1. And, you know, when I watch on film, obviously you're not in the huddles or hearing exactly what they say, but they look like they get along. They look like they have good chemistry and they're enjoying playing together.
You got Holland Woods on your side. He's been a nice player for you for some time here. He's closing in on the career assist, you know, becoming the top career passer in school history. He's a scorer, too. What does he mean to your team?
You know, it's funny. He bring that up. All of a sudden, he's become an old guy in our program when we always looked at him as the little young guy. He's meant a lot. You know, he's been our quarterback for two years going on the third year now. And, you know, he's gonna, like you said, he's going to have a lot of records when he leaves here. He'll probably be the steals leader and the assist leader. I think Freeman Williams' record for scoring is safe for life, but other than that, I think he's got a chance to really do some, you know, special things, and he already has done some great things for us. But he's our quarterback; he makes us go, and you know, he's the guy that we have the ball in the hands in a lot.
For people who haven't seen the pavilion, including Alabama Adriana, who you talked to before you came on air, student at Portland State,
hasn't seen it for us. She's too busy.
What the heck, Adriana? You can't get to a Portland State game and support?
I'm going tonight. Thank you very much.
It's too far away. It's too far away. I just can't make it.
Yeah, she's like two. Like, how far are you from the Viking Pavilion?
About
how many steps?
I'm about 2.5 blocks.
Yeah, get there.
That's embarrassing. She should have never admitted that. I'm going to be even worse to her now.
Get there tonight to see this team, and I encourage other people. This game tonight at the Viking Pavilion. Is it a green out? Is that right?
It's a green out. It'll be fun. You know, we should have a great crowd. Our team's ready. We got a good group, and we're really excited about who we are. You know, we've had a tough early season.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.